Well, let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. We're talking about righteousness versus religion. And there is a versus there. Religion is opposed to righteousness. Righteousness, well, let me put it this way. Religion, any religion, every religion seeks to earn righteousness, and God freely bestows righteousness. We see that in Romans chapter 10. Verse 1 says, this is the Apostle Paul writing, who had been religious. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant, all religions are ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. You see, there's a hunger in man for righteousness. And if you're ignorant of righteousness, the true righteousness of God, then you seek to establish your own. And it says, seeking to establish their own, they have not submitted to the righteousness of God. So we have religion versus God. Do you see that? Religion is opposed to God. Now they claim to be serving God, but religion is opposed to God because they've not submitted to God. If you've not submitted to God, then you're opposed to God. Romans 5:17 says, for if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. See, righteousness is what? A gift. Will reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus. Well, how does one get this gift? Well, Philippians chapter 3 tells us it comes freely with salvation. Philippians 3 verse 8 says, yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things. He's speaking about all things religious, Judaism. And count them as rubbish. Religion is rubbish. That I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness, which is from religion or from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness is which is from God by faith. See, religion tells people the lie that they can earn righteousness, right standing with God. That if you do this and do that and do this and do that and do it, and then you're good. Then you're acceptable to God. But we all fall short in our own strength, in our own works of the glory of God. Amen? I had this thought this morning, and I'm just going to throw it out. Religion does not want Christ to be Lord. They want to be Lord. You've all seen a religion that leaves Christ on the cross. Why? That's where they want Him. They don't want Him off the cross. They want Him on the cross. Why? He's dead. Christ on the cross was dead. They don't want an empty cross. Why? Because they want to be the way, the truth, and the life. Religion wants to be the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. But Jesus said, I came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Righteousness, like salvation, is a free gift that no one ever was or ever will be good enough to earn. How in the world could we measure up to the standards set by God? people, even many Christians who have been bestowed righteousness, don't know it. And so they become religious, trying to establish their righteousness, trying to please God. But you know, salvation, listen to this, salvation without righteousness is not worthy of being called salvation. If Christ could not restore righteousness, then he failed. Because restoring righteousness is the purpose of salvation. It's the whole purpose. What's righteousness? Right standing with God. To deny that God has become a Christian's father and they are righteous is to deny the purpose of God and the clear truth taught in the Word of God. To think that we were born again and we're still sinners is kind of ludicrous. It's like if you have an old junk car and you trade it in for a new one, you no longer have an old junk car, you have a new one. When you traded in your old life, you got a new one. To deny righteousness, and the reason I say that is because one of the most popular scriptures ever is, there's none righteous, no, not one. And that is not true. That is true for people not in Christ. But the whole point of that Romans 3 was to say, but now the righteousness of God apart from religion is manifest. That's what Paul was saying. To deny righteousness is to misunderstand being born again and to underestimate redemption and the power of God. I happened to just be led last night to grab this book by John G. Lake, not this one, I've got one at home, which I marked some things, but I forgot to bring it, so I got this one out of my office. But I just want to read, you know, John G. Lake was a mighty man of God. And contrary to the way Christianity or most Christians work today, he was a millionaire and he gave away his money. Today we have them seeking money instead of seeking God. God called him to South Africa and he gave away all of his money and he was a millionaire. And he didn't have the money to get off the boat because you had to prove they didn't have open borders. To get off the boat, you had to prove you had some money to take care of yourself. And he didn't. But he got in line. He had 5-6 children and a helper. But he got in line to get off the boat. Why? Because God sent him. And somebody walked up and gave him the money. He got off the boat. And a woman came up and said, are you the missionary from America? He said, yeah. She said, well, God told me to give you my house to you. I want to read you what he said. He said, let me come a step closer on the ground of what Jesus did, the substitutionary sacrifice. God is able to redeem us from our sins. He is able to impart to us his very nature. He's able to give us eternal life, take us into the family of God so that we can call him Father. Not by adoption only, but by an actual birth of our spirit. So we come into actual relationship and union with God, and the age-old cry of universal man has been fulfilled. Do you see, the new birth has brought us into vital union with Jesus Christ because we're righteous. The thing I'm teaching you about our union with God is not known in the great body of Christians. All they have is forgiveness of sins. They know of no actual union with God. They don't know that the new birth is a real incarnation. They do not know that they are as much the sons and daughters of Almighty God as Jesus is. The great body of the Christian church has no dominion. They don't know it. They have the most befogged concept of what God has done and what God is to them and what they are to God. I like that, befogged. When people say, I'm a sinner saved by grace, they are in the fog. God did not recreate you, oh, I'm going to make him a sinner again. Go down to the car dealership and you trade in your old car and pay for a new one and drive the old one out. That'd be real smart, wouldn't it? To say I'm a sinner saved by grace is to drive the old man and not the new man. Amen. We got to agree with God. He's not on the cross. He's in us. Glory be to God. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So a salvation that doesn't restore us to righteousness is not salvation. You know, Jesus said a person must be born from above. We've translated that, sadly, into born again. But I made a quick search, and I found over a dozen translations that translate it correctly, born from above. If you understand that you're born from above, you know you're not born from below, from by religion. Religion would like you to think you're born of them. Come on. No, we're born from above when we're born again. We're born from above. And that's what the word literally means. It doesn't mean born again. That's really a lower concept. When we are born from above, we would almost have to understand that we're righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, isn't it amazing? These are fundamental, elementary truths that, as John G. Lake said, most Christians are in a fog about. We have to read the Bible and not just what men say about the Bible. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, anyone, everyone. If anyone is in Christ, then everyone that's in Christ is a new creation. A new creation. Amen? Not a new paint job. Amen? A new creation. Old things have passed away. Spiritual things. Not physical things, not mental things. Spiritual things. We don't have two natures. Why? The old nature passed away.